Coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for, and Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit. Huntsville Home Video, now playing.
Fuck Jack Spade.
Yeah.
me.
All right.
That sounds a lot better than that Nickelback cover. The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
But yet that Nickelback cover sounds, that cover sounds better than the Korn cover.
You got me on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that was
no
awful.
Johnny, rising up your bow and play your fiddle hard.
I'm so glad I'm recording.
That's what Jonathan Davis sounded like. Hard.
Any final closing thoughts on Shoot 'Em Up?
My final thoughts are, I loved it. It was the perfect big, dumb action movie. You gave me enough gunfire, enough jizz. He's out. He's down. Your body threw itself.
I wasn't ready for
it. You weren't ready for it.
Oh.
Yes.
When you get a movie that comes out and you see the little blurbs from critics,
right.
You know, this was a nonstop action thrill ride. So-and-so from Variety, so-and-so from Hollywood Report. The latest episode of Huntsville Home Video. You gave me guns, you gave me jizz, Leanne Foster. Cut, print, check the gate.
Oh, God. Two thumbs up, just the right amount of jizz.
Check, check.
One, two. Honestly, wouldn't it be funny, though, to go to Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday now?
Yep, and I'm going to call him up. I'm going to call up Chuck E. Cheese. Do, 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 do. Oh, that was a full-on squirm. All these years of movie watching was basically like a coping mechanism for a shitty mother. That's huge for that demo. They love rape jokes.
Pussy Galore's Flying Circus.
We have a double-sided pussy.
What the fuck?
I shit in your heart.
You did. Whenever you're ready to pull the trigger on that new podcast host, holler at your boy. I want to be one of the cool kids.
I want to go with the group.
Pussy got parachutes. So Goldeneye.
Goldfinger.
God damn it. Like I might be having a stroke today. Toast?
No, go ahead.
No, I insist. I insist.
No, I interrupted. No, because you were onto something.
I was not.
I ain't going to say shit.
There's a lot of
I love a hairy chest.
Oh, shit.
I'm all in for it, man. That's testosterone. That's good shit.
Goldfinger. You get some of these business owners that come in and they're like, hey, yeah, my business is great. I love it. I cannot wait to get on the air to talk about my business. Okay, your mic is on. Okay, and so for Christmas, we're going to have a pre-Christmas sale. Now, hear me out here. I'm slashing prices. 75% off. Is that 30 seconds? Do I have, am I 30 seconds wrapped up?
Oh, wait, we can't stop it yet. We need to add our website, www. Oh, we've been family owned and operated for 40 years.
We love this community.
Cool, your mic is off. Hey, didn't you like go on a racist tirade on Facebook a couple days ago? Your mic is back on. No. Here at Jerry's Ice Cream, we love all races, like Neapolitan ice cream. All right, your mic is off. Yeah, yeah! Jerry's Ice Cream, baby! We love black people!
Put us between the negative threes. You don't know shit about the volume, so I gotta come and save the day.
You have zero volume.
Hit AM. Right there where it says phones? Yeah, hit AM. Okay. You hear me now, though, can you? Yeah, there I am.
Yeah, I got you all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Oh, good. Check, check, 1, 2, 3. Check, check. Yeah, that'll be fine.
Testing, testing. 4, 5, 7.
8, 9, 10.
Yep, good.
Yep.
Golden. All right. Me, 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 me.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. That's how you know it's going to be right? A mark of quality. Oh, God. Here we go again. So the year that I put it together, and I was like, there actually isn't a Santa Claus, is there? And, you know, like, I asked my mom that. She gave me the honest answer. And I was like, oh, okay. She then decided she must be so sad and depressed to find out that there is no Santa Claus. This should be the time I tell him he's adopted.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So this is Christmas. It was either that Christmas or one like before or after that. And she got me a GoBot. I was like, this is a fucking GoBot. And I threw it down. And I got slapped in the face 8 years later. So I was like 15, 16. Mm-hmm. This is when grunge was a thing. Nirvana, yeah. Alice in Chains, Soundgarden. These were the biggest bands on the planet. And I was super into them. For Christmas, my mom got me a T-shirt with who she thought was Kurt Cobain. It was Brad Pitt from Legends of the Fall.
Which would be sweet and endearing if she wasn't a degenerate gambler.
Yeah. When those things came out, the Furbies came out, I may or may not have leveraged my position at the radio station to acquire one.
Did you have him on the air?
Like, we did, yeah. Okay. We tried to get him on the air. We tried to get him to say stuff, but it didn't. The Furby, as you probably remember, didn't work as well as it should have. Mm-mm. So, yeah, it was a lot of shaking the Furby on the air.
And well, and I was a lonely only child, so I didn't have my Furby didn't have a Furby to communicate with. So we both just sat there looking at each other.
Aww.
Me yearning for some kind of connection. Nothing.
What kind of adventures did you go on with your Furby?
I mean, we played dress up. I took it out and took it on the swing set. We had tea parties.
Did you? Yeah. Man, I want to have a TV series about the adventures of Lily and her Furby. Lily and Furby.
Just Lily, the only kid, is quite an interesting child. It's like, no wonder my mom was like, this one's not right. Like,
remember when RoboCop shot that dude in the dick?
And now everyone remembers how much of a dumbass Leanne is.
To Sharon Stone's Snatch.
Turn your damn phone off, you piece of shit.
Good thing we don't have hopes and dreams anymore.
Hey! You down with OCP?
Yeah, you know me.
Because that's what white people love to do. Blows him to shit.
Threw her off with the power of good dick.
And ain't the first time woman been blinded by dick. I ain't happy, dick.
Wow. Hey, you ever wanted to get with someone in a RoboCop suit? Holy shit, he shot him in the dick. You ever sniffed coke off boobs before? Let me tell you, if you ever have to sit through RoboCop remake, you're going to want to sniff coke off of strippers' boobs. You stick with me long enough, I'll have you farting through silk.
What? Bitches, leave.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm potentially setting myself up for disappointment here.
Oh, God.
Please tell me that you have seen Gremlins.
I will tell you.
Oh, shit.
That I have not.
God damn it! You made me hit my head so hard on the table that our ornaments fell off and...
I don't know where he went.
Oh. Man!
Are you okay?
No!
You flattened the brim of your hat!
I think I might have given myself a concussion.
Now do you smell toast?
No. I can barely see straight. I hit my head so hard.
You know what? glad you did it to you and not to me.
Thanks. Check, 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 check. A mic one, sounding all right.
Check, check, check. Mic two, how's it sounding? Check, check.
Pretty good.
Hey, how's it sound?
It sounds good.
You want to tell me how it sounds over there?
I think it sounds good.
Okay.
Like a fucking child. That's another good.
I don't know what that is.
That's going to be one of our...
Is that part of our Pussy Galore Flying Circus
yep,
shit?
Yep, Pussy Galore Flying Circus.
Get ready.
Oh.
We're fucking ready.
Ready your souls, your minds, your bodies. I don't even think you're ready for Pussy Galore's Flying Circus. Da, 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 da. How do you play that in a banjo?
Wow.
Oh boy.
Ooh, I'm ready for a hoot nanny.
Fucking hell.
Calm down.
I am already ready.
I am
RoboCop
already in
next
some
week.
Fucking overalls, bitches.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Schwarzenegger movie?
I mean, what ones have I seen?
That's a fair question.
That's another question. Kindergarten Cop as of now.
I've not
seen any of the Terminator movies.
You've probably never seen a Conan.
No. I've never seen Predator.
Oh, which hurts.
Right.
Let's see. So you haven't seen the Twins? You never saw Twins?
No.
Never saw Total Recall?
No.
Commando? Probably not.
No.
Raw Deal?
No.
Running Man?
No.
Jesus Christ. Red Heat?
No.
Was this your introduction to Schwarzenegger?
Oh, people are going to hate me.
When this podcast drops, I fully anticipate the string of this bitch text to be at an all-time high.
I'm so pissed. Hercules in New York, The Long Goodbye, The Villain, Scavenger Hunt. No, 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 no. God damn it. No, no, no. Oh, no. I'm so sorry. So you a big Jewel fan? You followed Jewel back in the day?
I did back in the day, yeah. A little bit.
Really?
I think every...
It's a little surprising.
I think every growing boy was like, oh, you're attractive. You can kind of sing, but you're really attractive.
So you were just into her and not her music.
Maybe a little bit of both. Recently, I walked into a Piggly Wiggly, and yeah. On the overhead music, they were playing Jewel, and out loud, I externalized this. I just said to absolutely no one, fuck yeah, Jewel. Those words left my mouth at 42 years of age.
In a fucking Piggly Wiggly.
In a Piggly Wiggly.
And the only place worthy of fucking Jewel.
Who will save your soul?
Somebody would save me right now.
In the Piggly Wiggly aisles. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Jewel and Piggly Wiggly. That was a good Thursday.
The only thing I feel like she ever contributed was that Follow Your Heart, Your Intuition song that they use for the Venus Raisers. I thought that was brilliant.
See, and I thought that song was super funny because she did that song as like a way to lash out at all the people that said, oh, you're not like a pop star that's using your attributes to her full potential. So she did that as like a way to say, fuck you. But then you basically made a pop song that she used.
That
all
was
her
a huge pop
for.
Song. Yeah. That was the biggest pop song she had,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if that's irony, but...
And then sold it to an ad company.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then married a bull rider.
We're all hypocrites. Mm. We all sell out eventually.
It's just a matter of when.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok.
Like when we started a podcast.
There was a local comic book convention. So there's all these role players and LARPers and Dungeons and Dragons. All these fucking nerds just converging, right? The time, like, I've got this big SUV, right? And I'm driving to the convention and light's green. I go through the intersection. About half a block up, this group of fucking all black cloak clad fucking clerics and elves and warriors, they just go wandering into the middle of the street. If I have to step on my brakes and you're jaywalking, like, motherfucker, I might hit you. I'm about to the point where I'm maybe 10 feet away away, and I've applied pressure to the brake. I'm like, this is bullshit. And I have my window down, and I'm like, put some fucking pep into it. Let's go. And one of them just looks at me standing in the middle of the road and proceeds to do these weird fucking movements with his hands. And then, like, he's casting a fireball at me. So I tapped on my gas a little bit, and the look on his face, his eyes just shot up out of his head. He got super. He's like, oh, and he fell backwards. And I poked my head out the window. I'm like, paper rock Xterra. I win, motherfucker. I have always wanted to be in a Godzilla suit. I would want to walk into a giant warehouse that looks like an American city. Here's your Godzilla suit, sir. Have fun. I would just wreck the ever-loving fuck out of a miniature city dressed as Godzilla.
We should just make you a city and let you just destroy it. We get to videotape it.
I just need a Godzilla suit.
You just need a Godzilla suit.
Yeah. The only wearable proper Godzilla suit that I've ever seen available for sale anywhere was like $5,000. And if you think that I didn't go to my bank asking for a loan, you are wrong.
Are you kidding me?
I am not.
Jack Spade.
I tried to get a loan one time for $5,000 to buy a Godzilla suit under the guise of quote-unquote home improvements. Because if you go to a bank and you say, hey, I need $5,000 for a Godzilla suit, they're going to laugh you out of the fucking bank.
They're going to lock you up.
Like, they started grilling me.
You didn't think far enough ahead to figure out what it was.
I didn't plan enough. Alas, my dream goes unfulfilled. Fucking banks. You don't watch The Big Bang Theory, do you?
I don't watch The Big Bang Theory.
Because fuck you! If you watch The Big Bang Theory. Fuck, I will hate on that piece of shit. Anyone that likes that show, and I'm sorry if, like, we're gonna lose, like, 7 of our 10 listeners right now. But you know what? If you watch Big Bang Theory, we don't want you. How about that? This is the most horrendously unfunny shit I've ever... This is geek blackface. I said what I said. Believe it. I stand by it. Geek blackface. That's what it is. Hey, look at these nerds. They're all nerds are like this. Blah. And then the nerds that are like that go, yeah, I am a nerd like that. Blah. It's so fucking funny. Fuck you. Jesus, jacked up Christ.
You want to take a drink?
Gotta hydrate so I don't dehydrate.
So, that's the equivalent of Metallica's My Lifestyle Determines My Death Style. That's what you just said.
That was way better than that. And even though there was no drums behind what I just said, the drums were still better. Wait, do that again.
Doink,
hydrate
doink,
so
doink,
I don't dehydrate.
Doink.
Hydrate. So I don't die drink. That was
keep
better.
Keep drinking. Keep on drinking. Yeah.
That was better than all of St. Anger.
Also, who the fuck brings in a St. Anger reference?
Only here at Huntsville Home Video.
Check, I feel check, good about check, that one.
One, two. That
was fun.
That was solid. We got therapy in there. We got Novak Day in there. Man, Novak's gonna shit a brick.
I love it. Were there any more this bitch texts?
That was the one. That was the one.
So funny.
I actually did get one from a buddy that texted. He's like, dude, your God's perfect woman chat about Phoebe Cates. Like, this bitch hasn't seen Fast Times, has she? I'm like, oh, no, I guarantee not. I guarantee not.
No, I hadn't.
And then you just confirmed that when you walked in. All right. So let's see. How do we want to start this one? Every Captain America movie has teared me up. One of the radio stations I used to work for, we hosted like this Cares for Kids radiothon, and they would play all these like stories that were meant to elicit emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh my God, this horrible situation, please donate. Just dry-eyed for days. Fucking Captain America having to put the plane in the water and like losing communication with Peggy Carter. Like a blubbering fucking idiot over here. Think about the sick kids. Think about the sick kids. All right, I'm fine.
Think about the sick kids to recover.
Don't give a shit about them kids. All right, I'm better. As we've established here at Huntsville Home Video, we don't give a shit about your kids.
We don't give a shit about your kids. Fuck your kids.
Now, I guess the true test is going to be, you know, like what happens once these characters start interacting. Because we've now seen them in all of their own movies. Mm-hmm. Now we get to throw them all in a blender next week for Avengers.
Watch it spin around to a beautiful oblivion. I don't know.
Just random Eve 6.
Anytime I hear blender, I think of that song, which is dumb as shit.
That is dumb as shit.
It is. I could think of margaritas. I could think of anything. Blender, nope, think of that song.
Like every time you're at Target and you're just walking by blender, he's like, rendezvous when I'm through with you. Ooh, that magic bullet is actually like half off. I should get this food blender.
What about my tender? Hot in a blender.
Have you seen the lead singer of that band on Twitter?
Tweeting.
Yeah. Hey, do you like the Heart in the Blender song? Like, that slays me.
It's so good. Test.
Now you're good.
Thank God I'm here for all the technical rigmarole.
I mean, for everything, really.
You know.
I'll just show up, tell a couple dick and fart jokes.
No.
I mean, you keep this ship running.
I do not, actually,
you
no.
You do.
No.
You do. All right. Ready to rock?
Let's rock. Oh, sorry, I do have a question. sorry, you were gearing up for something.
What's up? How about this? What if this whole pandemic was engineered by an evil specter super genius to get $600 million for the next James Bond movie?
Oh, fucking shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe that.
Right?
I believe that more than anything else.
We cracked the fucking code.
Pussy Galore's circus flew over us and pushed down a virus.
Yep. They sprayed us with COVID.
Holy
So that they
damn.
Can make 600 milli on James Bond's No Time to Die.
Why is that plausible? Because it's 2020.
Because it's 2020.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Did they also put in the Tiger King distraction? Was that all a part of it?
Maybe Joe Exotic is the henchman. He's the oddball. He's the odd job.
He's odd job.
I think he'd be hand job.
Look at my farmhouse. I have a crate for fake eggs. Fuck you.
Fuck all your...
This looks like a distressed barn. You.
I feel like you might go on a Big Bang Theory-esque rant here. Like what else you got to get off your chest? Let's hear it out.
It looks antique-y, but I paid $50 for it. You.
I got it at Target, just like every other white bitch.
I got it at Hobby Lobby, where I paid triple the price. You.
But not on Sundays, because we love the Lord.
No birth control. Put your babies out in the system, because fuck you.
Yeah. Keep it going. What else? You got to go Godzilla on these white women.
I hang a wreath on my door for every season. Fuck you.
This is number one. Dude, and just imagine, again, you know me currently at this point in my life. You've known me for a couple years now. Imagine how fucking awesome Mr. Blonde was to a 16-year-old me.
Mm-hmm.
When all my 16-year-old dude friends had, like, bikini model posters all over their rooms, I legitimately had a Subway-sized poster of Mr. Blonde.
I believe it.
It was him pointing the gun, had blood-splattered background, and it said, I don't give a fuck what you know. I'm gonna torture you anyway.
Yes!
That was the poster hanging in 16-year-old Jack's room. In fact, I believe it replaced a bikini poster of Jenny McCarthy. That stupid anti-vax bitch.
Stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Put her on the hate list. I don't like her.
All right. Jenny McCarthy officially on the Huntsville Home Video Enemies list.
Officially on the list.
Best thing she's ever done was basketball. I got an air check from a dude. This was the break. Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. Gonna get some lunch.
Oh, right on. Where you going?
Taco Bell, probably.
Oh, yeah, Taco Bell. All right, my players. Well, hey, you're caller 9. You are going to see the premiere of Spider-Man 2. I was like, wait a minute, Spider-Man 2 came out in like 2004. At this point, it's like 2017.
Jesus.
Like, you're still putting that on an air check,
what
you
the
dumb fucker.
Fuck? Also,
Right?
That guy's on Octane right now on CBS Radio by the name of Steve Covino. Fuck that guy. I hate him so much. He sounds so terrible.
Oh, man, what if Steve Covino, what if he's one of our 13 listeners?
Fuck off. We'll go back to a regular dozen. This is America anyway.
All right, fuck you, Covino. You heard it.
Put him on the list.
I listen to a lot of Sirius XM DJs and go, how the fuck do you have a job? Like, get Stephen Wright on here. Get K-Billy Super Sounds of the 70s on XM.
I pay for that station.
Check, check, check. This is me. L-E-E-A-N-N-N-E-A-A.
Yep. And J-A to the K-K. Nope, we're stopping right there.
Where was the C?
Silent.
J-A to the K?
Yeah. That's how you spell Jack on the streets. That's right. Yeah. I said streets with a K.
Some screets? Mm-hmm. Ugh, jeez.
All right, here we go.
This is off to a terrible start. All right, I'm ready.
So I worked with this dude. He was a bouncer at the club. He racked himself up a pretty decent body count, and he got with this girl that I did not like. But he felt the need to call me and tell me. He's like, ah, don't worry, man. I Spider-Maned her for you. I was like, okay.
What?
So when you Spider-Man a girl, you be your L all over her face.
Oh,
but
no.
Then right as it's going off, you do the Spider-Man thwip. I Spider-Maned her.
I can't believe that's a thing.
And then every time I saw her after that, I'd just be like, thwip.
As a fellow woman, I shouldn't laugh at that, but goddamn, that's funny.
So never been Spider-Maned, I take it?
I have not been Spider-Maned. I can tell you that right now, and I hope to God I never am. What?
Put it in the Tinder profile, like, DTF, not down to be Spider-Man. Years ago, we used to have this sales girl that worked here who was kind of, shall we say, white trash.
I love that you paused to find a delicate word, and your delicate word was white trash.
Because I'm classy.
She was a little bit of a, how shall we say it, a whore.
A trailer park princess. And one day I made the offhanded remark, I'm like, you're the kind of chick that would swoon for a dude who, after he fucks you, plays extremes more than words on an acoustic guitar. And I nailed that one on the head because this former salesperson had, by her own admission, more than one dude with an acoustic guitar serenade her with extremes more than words after doing the deed.
That would be my personal hell.
After you be your L on your T's.
You can't strum chords after you be your L on my T's.
More than words.
Can you shut up and hand me the towel?
Yeah.
In fact, we haven't seen each other this week to even discuss. We were talking about that earlier.
I know, like our paths have just gone down different roads.
It's been a lot.
Sitting there like trying to make fun of someone you're not around. I'm like, this sucks.
Your peanut gallery was gone this week.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I was like, man, like if I can't make fun of people without Leanne around, like who am I supposed to tell this to? Like my sounding board isn't here anymore. Like I was tapping random folk on the shoulder going, look at this motherfucker over here. Fucking just dumb bitch. Like, sir, who are you? Like, I don't know any. That's my grandmother. Well, your grandmother.
I'm just
needs
looking
to,
for a friend.
Yeah. I just need friends. Like, you know what? You're no Leanne. You're not even going to do in a pinch. You shuffle off.
I'm glad you didn't find anybody better than me.
No. And I looked, but I did not find.
I'm sure you did.
But
most
I did not
do.
Find. I mean, after day four, I was like, come on, man, this sucks.
Commode is the grossest word. I hate that word.
Where's the commode in this dungeon? I got to go take a squirt.
Also squirt. Oh, fuck off. Oh. I hate those two words more than any other two words.
And they just came up in one sentence.
One sentence.
Man, you must be just like, ugh.
Ugh, I flinched.
So never will you be at a Dollar General. Hey, you want a soda or something? You want a drink? Yeah, give me a squirt.
Which is unfortunate because I loved that soda. Like, I remember, like, that's a good lemony soda, but I can't say it.
Hey,
I can't say what I'm drinking.
One of those, go get me one of those lemony sodas.
It's yellow. It's lemony.
You mean squirt?
You know what? No. Fuck off. Give me a Sprite.
Yeah. You're going to be very demanding with your Mr. White. He's going to be tired one day of just like swapping out the labels of squirt and Sprite. He's, God damn it.
I hate this fucked up beer heaven, bitch.
This fucked up beer heaven, bitch.
Welcome to Story Time with Jack and Leanne.
You ever had to announce that a stripper had died?
Almost. Here we go. Our club would do amateur night. Really, really attractive blonde girl. When I met her, Coherent, by the time she took that stage for amateur night, she was shit-housed. I'm guessing, like, you know, a couple speedballs in there.
Oh, fuck.
Some whippets. I don't know how she got on stage. She was walking but swaying. A lot of the regulars that kind of knew the deal, you know, like no touching in a strip club, right? And so there's a dude standing. He's got his hands behind his back. And she leans back to kind of, like, dance on him or whatever. Falls. And out of instinct, the guy just, like, oh, shit, puts his hands out to catch her. But then one of our bouncers is, oh, all right, I got to go get this drunk bitch off stage. And the dude sees the bouncer and then gets nervous because he's touching and then goes, huh, and just puts his hands up. And this fucking drunk, high, super hot stripper just pancakes and everything gets quiet for a second. And then almost like it was shot out of a movie, she pops right back up and just starts fucking dancing again. At the end of the night, she's standing outside waiting to get into a cab, and one of our bouncers is standing there with her, and he comes in like, dude, we're standing outside waiting for this fucking cab, you know, just starts muttering, you don't fuck with the dead. You don't fuck with the dead. You don't fuck with the dead. And then showed up the next night for work, coherent as a motherfucker. I have had the privilege of commentating bar fights, police throwouts.
Of course!
To the point where my manager during one came up and was like, dude, shut the fuck up. I'm like, all right. This dude starts shit in the club, and one bouncer goes over to talk to him, and he's not having it. Two bouncers come over to talk to him, not having it. He fucking starts raging, and now we got a brawl. Kickstart, my heart starts playing. Everyone's like, oh, what? They finally violently throw this dude out right as Kickstart, my heart comes to a fade.
Mm-hmm.
And I let it fade and then just crack the mic. I'm like, no ticket.
Yay!
There was this huge brawl between two bachelor parties. One of the women from the bachelor parties fighting another woman, hockey punching her. One of the cops goes running over to her, take care of the situation. And without even looking, the woman just swats. Taser, zap. Made that noise, hits the fucking ground, and the chick that was getting hockey punched was like, you fucking bitch, and then just starts kicking her. Like, we had this one dude I remember, like, this hippie fuck. Hey, man, the girl on stage really wants to hear some Widespread Panic, brother. I really think that you should play that song right now, man. It's really what she wants. It's what I want. It's what the crowd... Man, I've got so much money here. I just want to give to her. I just want to hear this song. I'm like...
Hippies don't have money.
Exactly! Exactly! But it goes the other way, too. You will get the person at 10 a.m. that's like, yo, man, what's up? Play that new Sepultura. Like, no.
Yay!
At the club, what I found is white people will turn the fuck up for any DMX song. I have seen this. I have put it to the test. I call it the X theorem. If you take a group of just kind of like lackadaisical, apathetic white folk in a strip club... You hit that fucking intro for DMX, asses are out of seats,
yeah.
Motherfuckers are dancing in the aisles, white accountants turn into fucking just thugs to wannabe rappers, they know every fucking word. The other thing that I hated was customers coming up to me telling me I had the best job ever. When you get to be 33, you are burned out. And then all these motherfuckers come, man, you've got the best job ever. I would look a dude dead in the eye and say, like, hey, man, what brings you out tonight? Oh, I'm just out here, you know, good time. I'm like, yeah, you got a wife, got a girlfriend at home? Yeah, she's being kind of a bitch. I'm like, I get that. I understand that. Take a look at our lineup tonight. 15 dancers, all of them being a bitch. So this, to me, is like being at home with your bitch girlfriend times 15. I mean, well, like, that dancer on stage, I mean, she's gotta be pretty cool. She's got 3 kids and a crippling meth addiction. Not great. Not great.
Here's a dick in my hand. Flip, 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 flip.